Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, our next guest has established and runs a social club for children with additional needs and their parents. And at its core, it provides parents with an outlet to help to combat feelings of isolation in caring for those children with those special needs. And she's talking to us today based on her own personal experience, because her two sons both actually have autism. And so she's here with me in the studio. Hi, Rebecca. Rebecca McDermott. And you're from a support group called This Is Me Neurodiversity.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having us on. We started the group, it's just coming up to a year now, and there are over just coming up to 4,500 families that have joined our Facebook support group.
That's like, just in a year?
Yeah, just in a year. It just shows the
demand
need
and the
demand. Yeah, and people looking for support, and just people trying to find their tribe where their families are understood and their life is understood and recognised.
Okay, and what do people get from being involved, from connecting and being part of the group?
I think it's one of those things where, you know, you can ask a question, and there's nothing like asking a question from a person that has lived experience. You're not on a wait list waiting to hear from, you know, a therapist or someone who only knows your child and met their child in the last hour. You know, you're asking a parent that would have been through something similar, you know, where we always recognise every child is unique and different, that you can ask parents and say, this is what's happening, this is the stage we're going through, whether it be a non-speaking child and toilet training and what was the best approach that they found. And the parents all jump on and they give their advice of what worked, what didn't work. And it's a really non-judgmental, safe environment for parents. And then we also will post any activities that are going on across the country, like, you know, camps, social events, all that kind of thing that may be of interest to families. So it's really just like a network, communication and support and advice.
So a big thing is people knowing they're not alone, I guess.
Absolutely,
that there's other people like them. Although I think you made the point to me before we came on the air that no two diagnoses, no two children are actually the same. And you gave me a very good example of your own children.
Oh, absolutely. You know, my first child, my eldest child, I had spotted something quite early on that he wasn't meeting his milestones. And, you know, being a first-time mother, I was kind of more conscious of it. And I was like wondering why, as a child of a similar age, my friend's children were like pointing and there's the dog and, you know, making the dog sound. My child was just happily living in his own little bubble of a world, and he wasn't pointing, he wasn't babbling or doing anything like that. So I was able to spot those kind of attributes, and we got the diagnosis. But then my younger son is 2 years age gap. I had no idea, absolutely no idea. And it was actually my GP who gave me the kind of nudge and said, look, I think we're looking at another diagnosis there. And I just couldn't believe it, because they were so different. And hence the learning. You think you've got this one plugged, but you don't. It's a spectrum. It's a wide range. Every child is different, where one child is a sensory seeker, one child is a sensory avoider. And, you know, and then you think, you know, each day is different. You know, they could wake up feeling different, and It's a lovely game of catch up.
Well, it's nice to put it that way. So listen, the whole group and the social media aspect of it has grown tremendously, as you've mentioned. But you did mention drop-off camps. So what are those about?
Well, we're very lucky that we have some great support, because we get our camp subsidised, because within our group we always believe that parents shouldn't have to pay extra or be penalised for their children having additional needs. So our camps are always a 2-to-1 ratio. So there's never, whatever your child's needs are, you know, it doesn't matter. They're welcome at our camps because we have a really good ratio from coaches to children. So at the moment, we have one starting tomorrow in Paris Court National School, and Sunbeam Trust have kindly sponsored us for that. So we're only charging €20 per day. Whereas the cost really should be 160 per day, so it's great that we're not having to pass the full cost on to the parents.
Yeah, and where are the other three camps taking place?
So at the moment, then, we're going to have one in June or July in Paris Court again, and then the other one's going to be in South Dublin. So we're just, venues always seem to be the biggest issue. Yeah, the challenge, because some of the schools where we were hoping to the camp, they suddenly are doing works and things like that. So it's definitely like a business.
And is that the ideal location for something like that, a school that's set up for, you know, groups of children like that?
And you have to be quite specific, because a lot of our kids are little genius escape artists.
Oh,
right. My two especially. So you always have to look at safety, and, you know, you have to look at the rooms, like what kind of, do we have a room that we could have a quiet area for them? And, you know, we'd love to, during the summer, we love to get outdoors, but it has to be a really enclosed, safe environment, because safety is the number one priority for the kids, especially anxious parents wanting to drop off the kids.
Of course.
And it gives the parents a bit of respite, because the respite just is not coming at all from the public sector.
Okay, well, and that's the terrible thing. That's the shame. It's a shame that you have to do this, that there isn't something there, but it's great that you are doing it and making it happen for people.
Like, I was only looking there this morning with FUS Ireland. They reported that there's over 19,000 children in October 2023 still awaiting the assessment of need to be completed. Like 19,000. It's probably gone over 20 now. So it's not getting any better, unfortunately.
Well, that's something now. I think maybe we should look to the new Taoiseach or the new Taoiseach elect to sort of start to at least do something about it. There are a lot of problems he has to face, but that's that's one of the ones you hear about a lot, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
So listen, over the wee Easter break now, it can be difficult for parents, can't it? Because the routine is great for children that have these issues, and then they get out of routine, and it's school holidays, and it's just different, and it's always not always a good combination.
Yeah, and I think this is where a lot of our families do differ, whereas I would have my friends saying, oh, we can't wait to relax and we're going to chill over the Easter. I am like a ball of anxiety. I'm like, what are we going to do? How are we going to, you know, it's the lack of the routine, it's the change. We have to have visuals of, you know, when we're in school, when we're not in school. So the boys' anxiety is a lot calmer. So they have that kind of visual of, we're not in school for how many days, and we do a countdown, we have to do a visual planner of what they're going to do that day. So like for us, what we're going to do is, the libraries are actually a really good source and outlet. They are, a lot of the libraries now have cubbies, sensory cubbies, that you can go in. They're like beautiful little rooms, and you can have like a relaxing environment, and they have a lot of neurodivergent friendly activities and things like that. I know Zoom down the road in Greystones, they're now putting on a sensory session on the Mondays. So I think parents just really need to, you just have to dig deep
to find out about some of those things.
Yeah, and find out about some of those things. But it's I think try and make a loose kind of plan for yourself, because the Easter one's hard with the rain.
Yeah.
So you can say we're going to run out in the park today, and then there's a downpour.
Just not work out.
Yeah.
Great. Well, listen, somebody who's stressed out right now thinking about what they can do with their children or their child or somebody that they're responsible for this week, what would you recommend they do? How would you recommend they approach it?
Well, for me, I have a plan of sensory equipment that I always will have a box of emergency equipment. We'd have like our arts and crafts and things like that. So first of all, you know, on a day-to-day basis, I'd always have to look at my child, how they're feeling. Do they need that crash bang? Do they need to get out? Do they need to regulate? And we'd often do a mix of getting out into, you know, the parks and things like that. And then we can come home and do something kind of nice arts and crafts and things like that. But the problem a lot of our neurodivergent families have is the places that the kids like to go are now suddenly packed.
Of course, yeah.
And that is...
And that's not a good combination.
That's the trick. It's not a good combo, you know? So whereas the kids love going to the soft play, you're going to have to go at 9 o'clock. You're going to have to wait outside at 9 o'clock or go really late because midday isn't always going to work, you know? Yeah. And it's upsetting for the child. It's suddenly different to what they're used to and what their plans are used to, you know? So it's the change can be tough for our kids.
Fantastic. Well, look, I think it's fantastic what you guys are doing and what you're doing in particular with the group. How do people get in touch? How do people get to know more if they're interested today and they want to know, they have a problem and they want to know a little bit more? What's the best place for them to go? Is it to go to the Facebook group?
The best place is the Facebook group. So we have a fab committee with Linda and Sinead as well. So we run support groups. So we do a coffee morning every month, either in Wicklow, and we do one in kind of Knockline area as well in Dublin, where the parents can meet up, share tips, advice. And it's nice to have that kind of face-to-face connection as well as we do the online kind of Facebook. And we're also on Instagram. But to understand the events that we do, the meetups and the camps, is definitely the Facebook is the way to go.
And the Facebook group is called...
This Is Me Neurodiversity.
Okay, This Is Me Neurodiversity on Facebook. Rebecca, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us this morning. Very important topic, and we wish you the very, very best for the Easter break ahead, and I hope it's a really enjoyable one for you and the gang at home.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.